This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, the incorporeal Father gives you his own directions and makes you into theists. Only by becoming theists can you claim the inheritance from the Father. Question. What two aspects must you pay full attention in order to claim the unlimited kingdom? Answer. 1. To this study, and 2. To doing service. In order to do service, your characters must be very good. This study through which you claim a kingdom is very wonderful. From the Copper Age onwards, you received a kingdom by making donations and performing charity. However, you now will become princes and princesses through this study. Song. Our pilgrimage is unique. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a line of the song. Your pilgrimage is to sit quietly at home and to go to the land of liberation. Whereas all the pilgrimages of the world are common, your pilgrimage is unique. The intellect's yoga of a human being continues to wander towards sages and holy men. You children have been given the direction. Only remember the Father. He is the incorporeal Father. It isn't that those who believe in the incorporeal Father follow the directions of the incorporeal one. There are many different opinions in the world. Incorporeal directions are given by the incorporeal Father, and by following them, people claim the highest status of liberation and liberation in life. Others know none of these things. They simply say that they believe in the incorporeal one. There are innumerable directions. In the Golden Age, there is only one direction, whereas in the Iron Age, there are innumerable directions. There are innumerable religions. There must be hundreds of thousands of directions. In every home, each one has his own direction. Here, only the one Father gives you the most elevated directions to make you into the most elevated humans. When people see your pictures, many ask you, "What have you created? What is the main thing?" Tell them, "This is the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. It is through this knowledge that we become theists. By becoming theists, we receive the inheritance from the Father. We lose the inheritance by becoming atheists. The task of you children is now to change from atheists into theists. You have now received this introduction from the Father. The picture of the Trimurti is very clear. Brahmins created through Brahma are definitely needed. This sacrificial fire only functions through you Brahmins. This sacrificial fire is a very important one. First of all, you have to explain that the Father is the highest Father of all and that all souls are brothers. They all remember the one Father. He is called the Father. You receive the inheritance from the Father, the Creator. You cannot receive it from the creation. This is why everyone remembers God. The Father is the creator of heaven, and he only comes in Barat. He comes here to carry out his task. The picture of the Trimurti is very good. That one is Baba, and this one is Dada. Baba is establishing the Sun Dynasty kingdom through Brahma. The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." Your aim and objective is completely clear. This is why Baba has had the medals made. Tell them, we explain everything in short, in two words. You can receive the inheritance from the Father in a second. The Father is the creator of heaven. These medals are very good. However, many body-conscious children do not understand them. These medals contain the whole of this knowledge in a second. Baba comes and makes Barat into heaven. Only the Father establishes the world new. The most elevated confluence age has been remembered. All of this knowledge should trickle in your intellects. Some do have yoga, but they don't listen to this knowledge, and so they are unable to imbibe anything. The children who do service are able to imbibe this knowledge very well. The Father comes and does the service of changing human beings into deities. But some children don't do any service. So of what use are such children? How would they climb onto Baba's heart throne? The Father says, "My part in the drama is to liberate everyone from Ravan's kingdom." Rama's kingdom and Ravan's kingdom have been remembered in Barat. Now, who is Rama? People don't even know this. They sing, "The purifier, the god of the devotees, is one." Therefore, when anyone comes for the first time, give him the Father's introduction. First, judge the person, and then explain accordingly. The unlimited Father comes to give you the inheritance of unlimited happiness. He doesn't have a body of his own, and so how does he give the inheritance? He himself says, "I teach you Raj Yoga through the body of Brahma and enable you to claim that status." It takes a second to explain this medal. This medal is so tiny. However, those who explain it have to be very soul conscious. There are very few of them. No one makes this effort, and this is why Baba says, "Write your chart and see how much time you stay in remembrance throughout the whole day." Whilst working in your office throughout the day, you have to stay in remembrance. You have to act. Here you are made to sit in yoga and told to remember the Father. At that time you are not acting. You have to remember Baba even whilst acting. Otherwise, you will form the habit of having to sit specially to have remembrance. Only when you stay in remembrance whilst acting will you be recognized as karma yogis. You definitely do have to play your parts. It is only in this remembrance that Maya causes obstacles. None of you write your charts honestly. Some of you write that you stayed in remembrance for half an hour, or for three quarters of an hour. Even that must have been remembrance in the early morning. On the path of devotion too, people wake up early in the morning and chant Rama's name whilst turning the beads of a rosary. It isn't that they are lost in the One at that time. No, they also have many other thoughts. Firm devotees are able to still their intellects. This is a silent mantra. This is a new aspect. The word Man Man Above is mentioned in the Gita. However, because Sri Krishna's name is used, they remember Sri Krishna. They don't understand anything. You should definitely have some medals with you. Tell them, the Father is explaining through the body of Brahma, and we have love for that Father. People have no knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul. No one but the Father can give this knowledge. The picture of the Trimurti Shiva is the main one, the Father, and the inheritance. It is very easy to understand this cycle. There are hundreds of thousands of subjects created at the exhibitions. There are very few kings, but their subjects are in the region of millions. Many become subjects, but you have to make the effort to create kings. Those who do more service will definitely receive a higher status. Some children are very keen to do service. They say, I want to leave my job. There is enough for me to eat anyway. I now belong to Baba, so I'll be looked after by Shiv Baba. However, Baba says, I entered this one's body in his stage of retirement. The mothers are young, and so even whilst living at home, they carry on doing both types of service, looking after a home and doing spiritual service. Baba advises each of you according to your circumstances. A great deal of trouble is caused if they are not allowed to marry. This is why Baba first sees each one's karmic accounts before he gives advice. To a Kumar, he would say, you can do service and claim the inheritance from the unlimited Father by doing this service. What would you receive from that Father? Just dust. Everything is going to turn to dust. Day by day, less time remains. Many children believe that they will inherit their father's property. But the Father says they are not going to inherit anything. All of that property is going to turn to ashes. They think that those they leave behind will eat from that inheritance. It takes no time for the wealth of the wealthy to be destroyed. Death is standing ahead of you. No one will be able to claim that inheritance. There are very few who can explain this very clearly. Only those who do a lot of service will claim a high status. Therefore, they have to be given regard. You have to learn from them. You have to give regard for 21 births. They will automatically claim a high status, and so they will be given regard wherever they go. They themselves can understand that whatever they have received is good. They become happy with just that. You have to pay full attention to this study and to doing service in order to claim the unlimited kingdom. This study is unlimited. The kingdom is being established. You study this education here and become princes there. When human beings donate wealth, they take birth to a king or a wealthy person. However, that happiness is temporary. you have to pay a great deal of attention to this study. You should be concerned about doing service. You should want to go to your village and do service there. Many there will be benefited. Baba knows that as yet, no one has any interest in doing such service. A good character is also needed. It shouldn't be that you do disservice and thereby defame the name of this Yagya and also incur a loss for yourself. Baba explains everything clearly. There is so much concern for medals, etc. It is understood that according to the drama, it will take time. This translate of Lakshmi Narayan is first class. However, today you children have the omens of Jupiter, whereas tomorrow there will be the omens of the eclipse of Rahu. Each of you has to watch your part in the drama as a detached observer. Only a very few claim a high status. It is possible that your bad omens will be removed. If your bad omens are removed, you will be able to take a high jump. Make effort to create a good life for yourself. Otherwise, everything will be destroyed for cycle after cycle. You will think that the bad omens have to come again, as they did in the previous cycle. When you don't follow Srimat, you cannot claim a status. God's Srimat is the highest of all. No one but you can understand this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Others just say that the pictures are very good. When you see these pictures, the incorporeal world, the subtle region, the corporeal world, and the whole world cycle enter your intellects. You become knowledgeful, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Baba becomes very happy on seeing these pictures. You students should experience a lot of happiness. This is what we are becoming through this study. You receive a high status through this study. It shouldn't be that you say, whatever is in my fortune, dot, dot, dot. You receive a reward by making effort. You have found the Father who inspires you to make effort. You will reach a very bad state if you don't follow his directions. First of all, explain these medals to anyone who comes. Those who are worthy would instantly ask, can I have one? Yes, indeed, why not? Those who belong to this religion will be struck by an arrow. They can be benefited. The Father gives you heaven on the palm of your hand in a second. You should have a lot of happiness about this. You should give this knowledge to the devotees of Shiva. Tell them, Shiv Baba says, by remembering me, you will become the kings of kings. Simply do this service throughout the day. In Benares especially, there are many temples to Shiva, and so good service can be done there. Someone or other will emerge. It is very easy service. Just try it and see. You will, of course, be given food. Just try doing service and see. There are centres there anyway. Go to the temples in the morning and come back at night. Just open some centres. You can do the most service in the Shiva temples. Shiva temples are the most elevated. In Bombay, there is a temple to Babalnath, the Lord of Thorns. You can go there for the whole day to do service and benefit many. These medals are good enough. Just try it and see. Baba says not just 100,000 medals. You can even make 1,000,000 medals. The elderly can do very good service. There will be many subjects created. The father just says, remember me, that's all. You have forgotten the word man, man above. God says this. Sri Krishna is not God. He takes the full 84 births. Shiv Baba enables Sri Krishna to claim that status. What need is there to stumble? The father says, just remember me. You can do the best service in the Shiva temples. In order to achieve success in service, serve while stabilized in a soul-conscious stage. When your heart is clean, all your desires are fulfilled. Baba especially gives advice to Benares because there are also ashrams for retired people there. Tell them, we Brahmins are the children of Brahma. The father says through Brahma, remember me so that your sins are absolved. There is no other way. From morning until night, sit in the Shiva temples and do service. Just try it and see. Shiv Baba himself says there are many temples to me. No one will say anything to you. Instead, they will become even happier, saying that you praise Shiv Baba a great deal. Tell them, this Brahma is a Brahmin, he is not a deity. This one also remembers Shiv Baba and claims that status. Through this one, Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone. It is so easy. No one would ever insult elderly people. Not much service has taken place in Benares as yet. It is very easy to explain using the medals and pictures. If someone is poor, tell him, we are giving it to you for free. If someone is wealthy, tell him, if you give something, we can have even more made to benefit many more, and so there would be benefit for you too. This business of yours will be the best. Let someone just try it and see. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Imbibe this knowledge in your life and do service. Have regard for those who do a lot of service and who have very good characters. 2. Form the habit of staying in remembrance whilst doing anything. In order to achieve success in the service you do, have a stage of soul consciousness and keep your heart clean. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of solutions and celebrate a farewell ceremony to all problems. The rosary of you souls who are embodiments of solutions will be ready when you are stable in your complete stage. In your complete stage, you experience all problems as though they are childish games. That is, they are finished. For instance, when a child came in front of Father Brahma with a problem, he wouldn't have had the courage to speak about that problem. He would forget that thing. In the same way, you children also have to become embodiments of solutions, and you will then celebrate a farewell ceremony to all problems for half a cycle. The solution to all the problems of the world is transformation. Slogan: those who constantly churn this knowledge remain safe from Maya's attractions. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Be stable in your double light angelic form. Be a detached observer. And while observing all parts, give Sakash. That is cooperation, because you are instruments to benefit everyone. To give Sakash is to fulfill your responsibility, but you have to give Sakash while in an elevated stage. Together with serving with words, also do the service of giving Sakash with an attitude of good wishes in your mind. Om Shanti.